Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. It is Monday, the 5th of June, and I am back. It's been a little bit of a break, and I hope you... Well, I hope you're healthy. I hope that you are well. We continued to do our India ministry. We had very powerful meetings in India, and I'm still in the process of getting caught up and getting those put up over on Rumble. But we're very excited about those meetings, and very excited about what God did in the midst of those meetings. Many, many souls saved, and we are incredibly grateful for the powerful move of God and the continued growth of that ministry. It's just really been powerful. All right, great program lined up for you today. Lots going on. I've got a brand new scheduler who's helping me out. Kim is on it. Ken is helping her. I've got Dr. David Wormser's coming up. We're going to get an update on Israel. Armstrong Williams of the Armstrong Williams Show will be with us. We'll talk about the future of the First Amendment. Nan Su will be with us today. We're going to talk about how the CCP has infiltrated the culture here in the United States. And then Jerry Hafer is going to be with us on the future of Social Security in America. Does it have a future? We'll talk about that. But joining me now, as he does on Mondays, to open up the program and the week, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program my good friend, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. How are you?
Well, my friend, I'm good. You know, when the alarm first went off this morning and all that, I was thinking, okay, am I good? Am I not good? How am I doing? But you know what I did? Actually, my good friend Rafael Cruz had given me some scriptures about healing. 101 healing scriptures. And my wife had given me some scriptures as well, and the Lord ministered to me. So I spent probably the first half hour of my day just reading the word and soaking in all of that. And so, yeah, it was a good way to start the day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So in other words, you're tanned, rested, and ready.
Well, I don't know about tanned, but I'm fairly rested. I'm definitely ready for this day. Definitely ready for this day. Let's see. Lots going on in the news. The debt ceiling is a big deal, and I know that's something that you've been following pretty closely there in Washington, D.C. Everybody's talking about it. I heard even some people calling for the head of McCarthy. He should be removed because of this deal. And, I mean, there's a lot of... I don't know. It's all over the place. The rhinos won, maybe not. I don't know. What's your take on this whole situation?
Well, in the heat of battle, I was pretty wound up about the a failure to get as much as I thought we should have gotten in terms of cuts. But the reality is, some money got cut. Not much, but some. Is it the deal I would have settled on? Probably not. But once again, some money got cut. And now we move on. The reality is the notion to try to go after and take down the chair, I think the speaker, I think it's really – kind of has to be mitigated by everything else that's going on. When you have the Chairman Comer and with his subpoena, or at least threat of a contempt of Congress against the FBI director, with the idea that and with various subpoenas that would follow. When you have investigations on all sorts of different areas of malfeasance by the Biden administration and beyond, it's really trying to get to the bottom of this whole deep state garbage that we're dealing with.
Right.
Really hard to say, well, gee, well, instead we're going to take 3 weeks off and litigate against a piece of legislation that actually did, in fact, make some minor cuts in government and say it wasn't good enough. So, you know, you kind of have to take what you get and move on. The way I look at it, you know, politics isn't, took us a long time to get into this mess. It's going to take us a long time to get out, unfortunately.
So relative to that, because, you know, one of the things, I mean, you've seen probably, I'm sure everybody's seen, the national news has picked up what's happening here in Texas. Ken Paxton has been impeached. I don't think it's going to go through the Senate, but the governor has gone ahead and
there's zero chance that the Senate's going to convict him.
Well, it's ridiculous.
An independent group of lawyers looked at it and said there was no criminal activity.
Right. Exactly. Well, and he's already been exonerated on these charges previously. So this is absolutely a political witch hunt by the Speaker of the House here in Texas, who was caught being drunk during session and was called out for it and immediately turned on the and got all of his lackeys to do it. Our representative here, Andy Murr, is under huge fire because he was the chair of the committee for the impeachment. And I think that there are people who are looking into determining whether or not he did anything illegal that might qualify him for disbarment. Well, so we'll see.
At the very least, I think making certain he has quality opponents makes a lot of sense.
Well, I was getting ready to run before my accident.
Well, that would have been a quality opponent. But the fact is, in Texas, most people out there don't know, and there's no reason for me to talk about it much, but I lobbied in Texas pretty extensively for about 3 years, way back when. And Texas is unique legislature. Usually the problem is in the Senate because the lieutenant governor has an enormous power, and you have to be able to get 2/3 majority in the Senate, or 60% in the Senate, 21 votes out of 30 out of 31, in order to get anything done. But in this case, the liberal Republicans and the Democrats joined forces to take power.
Right.
And so while the person who's the speaker is ostensibly a Republican, they're there specifically to block most of the initiatives that you and I would consider kind of normative and things that Republicans should be doing
absolutely. Well, the reason I bring it up is this: 11, almost 12 years ago now, I sat with Harvey Hildebrand, who was then the representative for our district. And we had a 3-hour conversation. And in that conversation, part of his statement was, look, we've got to compromise with the Democrats because eventually they're going to take power. And when they do, then we hope that they'll compromise with us once they take power. Which is a joke. Okay. So the reason, that's why I bring it up. In this budget situation, are we continuing a pattern of compromise, or do we really feel, and you've made some good points, and I think it's good to highlight those about things that McCarthy has done, has spearheaded, has pushed. He's allowed them to come forward with all of this information about Biden and all of the criminal activities. I guess the question is does the budget negotiation suggest that it's all bluster and he's really just going to compromise and roll over? Or does the budget situation indicate that, okay, look, I got what I could get because I'm going to nail him here?
I think the budget situation suggests that he believes he got what he could get and that he would like to not be a constant war. I think that it also suggests there's a strongly different situation that existed in Texas at the time of your conversation with Representative Hildebrand, or today for that matter. First of all, we know what happens when the Democrats take complete power. Mm-hmm. They use it. They abuse it. They ram crazy stuff down your throats. And then it becomes the status quo that you can't get rid of 2 years later. Okay. So that's what the Democrats do when they get power. And that is a reality. So his naivety 11 years ago is now, we now have proofs of what happens. And the answer is you darn well better not let him get power. And it's in terms of McCarthy, I think it's a little bit of all of it. Truth be told, he's not a winger. I think he'd be trying to work across the aisle either way. But he's looked and he's seen that what the Democrats are willing to do when they have the power, and what they're willing to do is set him in a corner as a minority leader and say, just sit over there, little boy, wait your turn. Because, and so he knows that. Mm-hmm. And it's a, so there's, I can't say that the compromise part of it isn't valid. He will never be the most conservative member of the conference. I pray he's never the most conservative member of the conference, because he's not very conservative, right, from your and my perspective. But the fact of the matter is, he got something done. He got some cuts done. And will the investigations be a sham? Will they be real? I don't know. What I do know is, right now, sometime this morning, the House Government Oversight Committee, the chairman and others, are reviewing documentation that has allegations, credible allegations, that Joe Biden took money in exchange for
political favor,
for political activity, okay, for things to happen when he was vice president.
So bribery.
This is an impeachable offense, mm-hmm, if proven.
And so relative to that, that was part of what was revealed late Friday. And obviously they always do that, you know, late in the news cycle on a Friday, so that way they can kind of kill it over the weekend, so to speak. Right. But late Friday, the FBI did come forward or come clean and show that, yes, there are documents and there is evidence and here's some of the proof. Does that quell the contempt charge against Ray, or is that still on the table? And if so, over what?
The FBI, first of all, the FBI leaking information to the New York Times in response to a subpoena is not doing what they're supposed to do. They claim that the information couldn't be in the hands of the House Republicans or the House Committee. But instead they did a preemptive strike. They leaked information to the New York Times, which obviously they're far more reliable. The interesting part is they didn't leak all the information, because Chairman Comer said later on in response to all that was, yeah, they were going to give us we're going to give us something that was redacted. We were going to be allowed to review a redacted document over at the FBI headquarters. Every time they give us a redacted document, it's nothing but black ink. His words, not mine. Mm-hmm. And that's true. So he's sitting there saying no, and that's not, you know, that wasn't acceptable. They're going to bring the document over, and you know, if what they do is acceptable based on the subpoena, then the contempt will go away. But if it is not, then we'll go on with contempt citation. Oh, so he's holding over their heads to force them to play even. But remember, once again, the FBI's real response was to stonewall. Ray denied the document even existed.
Yeah, but not only to do that, but then to intensify some of their activities against conservatives across the country, against 100%. Pro-life people across the country. So essentially what you have is, and I'm just going to say it, you have a Gestapo agency that is saying to the duly elected legislature that has oversight over them, listen, mess with us and we will go after your kind of people. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about that when we come back, because this is a dangerous, dangerous precedent. And we're on the brink of something. I don't know what, but something. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
So up next, we have Clan Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation, because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is, if there's a nuclear bomb, or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Rick Manning is my guest. Rick, I think it's an important topic, too, because we're going to get into this bottom of the next hour with Armstrong Williams talking about the First Amendment and what they're doing relative to that, and in particular, the issue of free speech. And the absolute destruction of our free speech rights. Relative to that, I want to go back to how I closed out that the previous conversation before we went into the break.
Right.
And that is, you have an FBI, but it's not just the FBI. You have an FBI, you have an IRS. I mean, you have all these different entities, alphabet entities. And this is exactly what we watched with Obama, right? During the time that the Republicans ended up with a majority in the House under the Obama administration, we watched Eric Holder. I mean, Eric Holder snubbed his nose. He was found in contempt regarding Fast and Furious, and he never did show up, and nothing ever happened to him.
Correct. No, that's a... It's really hard to, hold the Justice Department accountable when the Justice Department are the ones who have to enforce the laws. You know, and you look at it and you say, well, they'll hold Steve Bannon. They'll give Steve Bannon no slack whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, in his case, and so they'll try him.
Yep.
But don't expect the U.S. Attorney's Office to be trying Democrats. In D.C., they just won't. It's been proven over and over again. It's just, you know, it is the way it is. So, you know, there's things that can be done about it, but not when you don't control, have functional control of the House and the presidency at the very least.
This goes back to, I've been watching some of the film and background regarding, you know, Germany in the Nazi days. I mean, it was the same thing. You know, there's a conversation in the movie Defiance between the leader of the Jewish community in the ghetto and the Bilskis. And he's like, look, you know, they're not going to wipe us all out. They wouldn't do that. We're their labor. Well, he didn't get it. He didn't understand that Hitler's final solution had been put into play. He didn't understand that it was the intent of the Nazis, of the Third Reich, to exterminate the Jewish people. They don't. This is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Here in America, we have difficulty comprehending the evil that is going on in reality around the world. We can't imagine a situation like a pot. What is it? Pol Pot.
Pol Pot.
Where they literally went door to door and pulled families out onto the street in front of their homes and shot them. Now, let me explain this to you, because this is exactly what they've already tested on Americans, and they have succeeded. When you look at Mark Houck and you look at them kicking his door down and busting into his home and taking him in front of his seven children and his wife, in front of his neighbors, and nobody did anything. When you look at what's happened to all of the J6 people, who they have painted a false flag picture that they are all evil, which they are not, and they kick the doors down. I take you back. I've talked about it before. You go back to the Weavers in Ruby Ridge. You go back to Lavoie Finicum and what happened to him. They murdered Lavoie Finicum. They murdered him. You go back to Waco. I don't care what you think about David Koresh and his belief system, but the reality is that they were not a problem. Their weapons were stored in a secure part of their compound. It's a proven fact.
What's also proven fact is that the FBI came in, the local sheriff said, hey, they come to me, they could have arrested Koresh with, you know, because he came into town every Tuesday. Okay, if they wanted to talk to him, they should just talk to me. But no, we have to remember that Waco was designed to be, you know, it was around ATF appropriations time. Every year at ATF appropriations, when the appropriations committee came around, ATF alcohol, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, mm-hmm. Would stage some big raid. And typically came out of the Oklahoma City office where they staged some big raid, and it was usually just a TV show, okay, where some guy who was a gun collector had a bunch of guns. They'd raid his house. They'd lay all his guns out. Look at all these guns. And that was normative for them. We were fighting with them about it. We're in a big war with ATF over it. I was a lobbyist in National Rifle Association at the time.
Right.
But Waco was that, and they knew there was no threat there, you know, and their story changed as the siege went on, and they made it more and more, oh, we're worried about child abuse going on in there. They kept trying to find something they could be worried about. And so they decided they would kill everybody inside. Okay, that was their decision, because they
no witnesses
used chemicals,
no witnesses
chemicals that were illegal to use against our enemies.
Yeah, no witnesses.
It's just disgusting. And
it was an attempt to get no witnesses. Unfortunately for them, witnesses survived, and people have testified about what really happened, and still There have been no real consequences. No consequences for that at all.
There were no consequences whatsoever. There were no consequences to killing Randy Weaver's wife. It was at Ruby Ridge. I was intensely involved in this because I was an NRA state lobbyist, and I was at the same time we had the one-eyed the bomber who tried to take down the World Trade Center in 93, or 92, I guess. And so there were a lot of those kind of things going on, and it was...
And that was terrorist.
But the most discouraging thing, Greg, was... The most discouraging thing about it was my own NRA, the NRA members, the most staunch NRA members who were in the most anti-gun states who were fighting tooth and nail for civil liberties, many of them were going around calling the people in Waco the wackos from Waco. And they didn't understand that they were the wackos from Waco.
Yep.
According
to Janet Reno, according to the DOJ at that time, that's absolutely right. That's how they saw him. And the reality is, again, however you felt about, Koresh's belief system or what have you, the disinformation campaign that was sprung, I saw some pretty in-depth documentaries about that situation. And, not to take us off onto that path necessarily just alone, but the reality is that was an absolutely unjust action. And those are the kinds of things, this is why, everybody got shocked by, look what Obama did. Folks, Obama simply was able to pull the trigger on all of the loaded guns that had been placed, so to speak, and I think it's an interesting acronym for considering how anti-gun those people are, but all of the loaded weapons that they had in place, all he did was light fuses and pull triggers, because every bit of it had been set up for a good 40-50 years before Obama ever took office.
Well, yes, it had been, but also the response to 9/11, where we gave enormous new powers to the intelligence agencies, combined with the increased electronic monitoring and surveillance capacity that exists in the internet, new world of the internet. Remember, Waco happened before most people had internet. Okay, so it was ancient times for all intents and purposes. And then you had so what do you have? You have a combination of a unique opportunity to abuse power because you can consolidate it digitally. And you have the Patriot Act laws, which dramatically increased the powers of the federal government. And then you had Eric Holder come in under Obama and begin to consolidate all those powers. And now you have Merrick Garland and basically the Obama administration third term using those powers even more so, blatantly not using, they use them against you and I, but the fact of the matter is we've seen them use them against the President of the United States, saying that nobody is safe. I mean, that is that's the frightening piece of this. There's an interview by Jim Psaki this weekend that I'll commend to people. You can pick it up on Rumble. I think you can get it on Rumble. But she's interviewing James Comey, former FBI director James Comey. And he's talking about the threat that a rogue president could use his powers to do all these things, to imprison his enemies and all this. And it's all, creating the false idea that that's what Trump would do, and as opposed to acknowledging that that's what they have done.
Well, that's exactly, we've been talking about this for the last 5 years here on the program, folks. Know. This is exactly what Obama did. He moved literally about six blocks down the road. Rick, you'd know the exact location, but it's about six to eight blocks is my understanding. And he set up a shadow government. He brought Valerie Jarrett in. She lived at the residence with he and whoever that is that he's living with. And they literally, he created a shadow cabinet and they were running operations against the government of the United States of America. And you know, I mean, the fact that nothing has happened, the fact that they have not all been hauled in on treason, I mean, in the days of our founding fathers, there is absolutely no question. They would have gone in and they would have taken them down for having committed treason, period. That would have been the case.
Yeah, I just commend the Comey interview to people because you learn an awful lot about the mindset. And remember, all those people out there are saying, well, when Trump gets in, you know, assuming he wins, he needs to fire Christopher Wray immediately. Just remember a simple thing. When he fired James Comey, within 2 days, he got a special counsel. So you better, you know, if that's the case, you better make certain that your ducks are in a row. And what's more, that the laws have been put into place to allow us to fire all these people. Because ultimately, that's what we have to do, is we have to have the laws in place to get rid of the second, third, fourth tier of corruption, and not just the top tier of corruption. And you can't do that under federal law right now. So we have to do something that allows us to fire these people and get them out of there. Because as long as they're sitting in positions of power, they're going to use those positions of power to protect themselves. And they're going to use those positions of power to try to take down a Republican president. Quite honestly, they'll try to take down Ron DeSantis as fast as they'll do Trump.
You're absolutely right. It's going to be, I mean, this presidential race is a whole nother thing we should get into maybe next week. But I mean, this Republican primary is going to get ugly. It's going to get messy. And my only concern is that if President Trump does the same thing that he did with Cruz and others the first time around, all that's going to do at this point, because there is so much splintering going on, I'm very concerned that it's going to so significantly, because there are grassroots people who have decided that, you know, they don't want Trump again.
I know that. That's why you have, you know, you don't have people anointed. You have actual choices.
Yeah.
And there are people who've said that, and that's within their right. And I can sit there and say, you know, you look at DeSantis and you say, well, he's an attractive candidate. He's done a lot of good stuff. But I will tell you, if Donald Trump, the only person who can beat Donald Trump in this primary is Donald Trump.
Yeah, probably. Okay? So.
He needs to, if I were advising him, which I'm not, and he wouldn't take it anyway, I would tell him, be presidential. Because the way he wins the general is by being presidential. And because the more he's, you know,
caustic,
the Trump on the stump, saying things like lock her up and all that stuff, she should have been locked up. But the more he's doing that, truthfully, the less able he is to win a general election. And we have to win the general election. Winning the primary is meaningless if we don't win the general. And I'm not smart enough to know who can win a general, who can't. I used to know that stuff, but I was so consistently wrong that I decided I should just admit that no one knows who's going to win a general. And all these idiots who say this person's unelectable, they're wrong.
Right.
Because they don't know. They've got their own set of ideas. Those ideas are not based on anything. So those who say Trump can't win a general, they're wrong. Trump can win a general. I do think Trump needs to be more presidential, because it still is likely he'll be running against Biden. And, you know, And he's going to be running against those who, can manufacture 10 million votes. And so we're going to have to get every legit vote we can in the country and beat them so badly that they can't steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard task. It's going to be hard to wrestle government away from them. But that's what we must do. And by the way, the other reason to see the Comey interview is because they're laying the predicate for stealing the 2024 election, of how dangerous Trump is, at which point you can justify doing anything.
Well, and I would, just close our portion together by saying, that I think that's the biggest issue. These folks, legitimately, they have been indoctrinated to believe that our belief system is the evil and is the problem. That they have been indoctrinated to believe these things. And I will tell you, in spending time with my aunt over the vacation period, I got a chance to spend some time with her. And she was sharing with me some things that are going on in Silicon Valley regarding some cousins of mine. And there are some people in Silicon Valley who have awakened to the fact that they were lied to.
Good.
They have very awakened to the fact that they were lied to. And they're not passively upset. They are adamantly angry. And they have literally done a 180. And a lot of that is being hidden right now from the public. People don't know that that's happening. But there are some very, very influential and powerful and brilliant tech people who are saying, we got lied to. We got taken. We trusted the people who told us these things. We trusted them. We trusted them, and they lied to us.
Well, I think there's an awakening going on, and I was fortunate enough to sit and talk with Naomi Wolf for quite a while, a couple weeks
ago. I've had her on the show. She's great.
And there are people on the left who she's still on the left. I mean, don't make no mistake. The thing that she's in agreement on is our civil liberties are important and we need to be able to argue with one another without the government telling us what arguments are allowed and which ones aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That's our agreement point. But that's a pretty important agreement point. Surveys I've seen show that about 10 to 12% of the Democrats are what's called patriotic lefties or patriotic liberals, meaning they believe in America. They believe in the First Amendment. They believe in our basic freedoms, but they believe that corporations are the bad guys and that government's the solution, whereas conservatives tend to believe that government's the problem and the corporation is the solution. And I now find myself in the odd position of thinking they're both the problem, and we've got to find a different solution.
Well,
so it's that's the point we're meeting at.
I'll tell you, there's two solutions. The first solution is, and I know this sounds, elementary, whatever, but the first solution is we have got to get back to God. We have got to get back to our godly moral foundation, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. The Declaration of Independence is not a separate archaic document. It is a part of the founding documents. We've got to get back to understanding what those documents mean and the rights that they give us. And the second thing, once we do that, once we get back to that, because then we understand where our authority comes from, and it's not from man, and it's not from government, and it's not from corporations. Then we understand that what we have is all of the rights. They all belong to us. They all belong to us. And the us I'm talking about is we, the people. And one of the other things, though, that Naomi has also gone after is the lies about the vaccines.
Right.
She's been hot and heavy about the fact.
And on the same page.
Well, yeah, that's what, and I think that's what triggered a lot of them was the realization that, wait a minute, millions of people are dying, and it's happening. I mean, video after video after video, store videos and public sidewalk videos, people just collapsing on the street.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have, we've got a new paradigm, and the new paradigm is that the combination of big government and big business have decided it's easier to work together than fight against one another, and they are,
and we're the target,
and they are. It is it's a dangerous time.
Yep.
Where, and quite honestly, you're 100% right. The answer isn't trite. Your first answer is the only answer, and that is turning people's hearts. Because when people's hearts get changed, get turned, and their focus is on God rather than trying to become God, you know, that's where it's all about. And the people who are pushing this agenda believe that they are God. And they want to be God.
Well, and we're watching it. Yeah, I mean, you know, there. Since I went on my little break, you know, Chick-fil-A, and here's the thing that's interesting, folks. If you go back and check out our program, I warned everyone about Chick-fil-A. I warned you all about this last year when Chick-fil-A decided to stop funding the Salvation Army and started funding an organization that supports trans. And that was through their foundation. And they turned over the reins of their foundation to an Obama appointee.
Yep.
The Cathy family turned over millions and millions of dollars.
I understand. When people think, oh, it's just a foundation. The foundation is where the company sits there and says, this is where we want to do good.
This is what we believe. Yep.
This is what shows what we believe. This is where we want to make our imprint.
Yep.
And so when they turn the foundation over to an Obama person and they throw out the Salvation Army and they bring in a trans supporting group, it's a fundamental shift in the thinking. It's a fundamental shift of where they want to make their imprint.
Yep.
Of who they want to be, who they want to be remembered as. And whether or not they made that based upon a false assumption that we're going to be able to keep our current audience while our current customers and grow our customer base so we can get into places like LA and other places that demand that you do essentially demand in order to be zoned to be able to have a store, you have to comply with their social justice agenda. That may have been their thinking from a corporate money-making perspective as a publicly traded company. But the truth is, when you do that, when you sell your soul, it stays sold.
Well, I'll tell you something.
You can't get out from under it.
I think it's you know, we were just down in San Antonio this weekend, and there used to be a Chick-fil-A at one of the most popular malls in San Antonio, the Rim. And we drove by that building on the way down, and we looked, and my wife was like, oh, my gosh, I think that Chick-fil-A's closed. And when we drove back through, sure enough, the sign was ripped off the building, and it shut down. Now, I don't know. I'm going to try to find out what happened, but it would not surprise me because I know that there was some of that kind of pushback from other franchisees. Well, look what happened to Bud Light. I mean, you had companies, you had liquor stores and grocery, you had a lot of folks that cut off delivery of Bud Light. They just said, don't drop it here. We don't want any more. It would not surprise me because that's a lucrative business. It used to be a very lucrative business. It would not surprise me if some of the owners, because the Chick-fil-A's whole deal was, we're a devout Christian company. And franchisees of Chick-fil-A, under the old agreement, you had to be a God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian, or you couldn't own one of their franchises. That was one of their qualifications, period. Well, you have a God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian who is now watching them say, well, you know what, now we're going to do everything ungodly, and we're going to believe every ungodly thing, and we're going to enforce that in our corporate policy. You're going to have these people saying, you know what, no thank you, I'm done.
No, that's right. It's, well, the franchise fees are so high that it's really, really painful to give up a franchise. But it's a, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of the problem. The problem, Pastor Greg, is simple. People say they want to boycott Walmart, right, or Target. And Walmart is almost as bad. Okay. The problem is finding alternative companies. And the answer is the bigger the company, the more likely it is going to be something that you don't want to have anything to do with. So go with local businesses, support the guys, you know, it's a, may cost a little bit of extra money, but the fact of the matter is, you can't, if they're a national, particularly if they're a multinational corporation, you know that they likely have signed off on all the crazy principles, same things that Target signed off on. And you better just, you know that and be, and you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Mammoth, there is one. There is one, and it's called Mammoth Nation Marketplace. Mammoth Nation Marketplace is one that is coming on the scene and developed a you know, they vet the people who are a part of the vendors that are associated with them. There's a couple of different ones that are coming up that are saying, yeah, we're going to do something different. So keep your eyes open.
I hope so. And it's why Bongino and his push for a parallel economy is so important. And it goes directly, once again, to your conversation at the half hour, the next hour, about the attack on free speech.
Yep.
Because the attack on free speech comes all the way from the banks who are effectively told by the government to debank certain people.
Yep.
We saw that during Obama. We're seeing it writ large now. And it is if we don't develop a parallel economy where we have banks that are not going to debank and aren't Fed dependent for their existence, you know, where we have internet platforms that aren't far left. We don't have systems to operate in the internet world that aren't controlled by the far left. That's the actual answer to the problem, because ultimately, you can't disconnect from the existing system, because there's no system to connect into. You know, and those who think you can get away from the government, well, they're not going to let you get new gas stoves, because they don't want you to have the capacity to have a propane tank out back that you can get filled up,
or cars,
and not be subject to government, to electricity being shut off,
or cars for that matter. You know, even the gas.
That's obviously the whole thing with the cars. Yep. They want to control the. You know, they want to control.
They want to shut down the grid.
They want to shut down the grid. They want to know where you're at.
Yep.
Every moment. And they want to make certain that if you're going somewhere they don't want you to go, you don't get to go there.
There you go. All right.
We're living in a weird time. The last thing I've got is,
yes,
I saw a video last night with Jim Caviezel talking. We all know Jim Caviezel. He was the guy who had played Jesus in Passion of the Christ. He also was played the role of Luke in Paul, Apostle of God, which was a really good movie that I got to see in a preview and got to interview him. And he is, and I talked to him after the movie for about 45 minutes. He is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And And he's not one of these actors who you discover, oh, it was flying a gay flag in the background and stuff. Okay, he's the real deal. And he did a video, he did an interview with somebody, I don't remember who, but he is so distraught over where we are in this world. He is so completely just distraught over it.
Yep.
And it's, and you sit there and you watch it, you just go, you know, this is what's happening all across America as people are coming to the conclusion that, you know, maybe God shouldn't bless America. You know, it's,
and well, the, but I'm going to tell you that, yeah.
On the most fundamental premise, Greg.
I understand. But
if we are in end times, and some people believe we do, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know that. But if we are at end times, Israel stands alone.
No, I'll push back on that. And I just had Rafael Cruz. We and I were talking about this last Thursday. There's a scripture in Revelation that talks about that Israel will be picked up and protected by an eagle. And there are many that believe that that eagle is America, and that America will, in the end, stand with Israel. And that is America's role. But I agree with you. I'm going to also say this. I'm probably going to do some kind of a dialogue on this. Dennis Prager came out with a deal about having to do with the whole transgender and this, that, and the other. And his premise is that there are moral people and immoral people, something to that effect in the world. And so that's where he lies. Well, that's why he was clapping when Dave Rubin and his sodomite husband adopted children. Folks, let's be very clear. If Prager's idea of conservatism and morality is that suspect, that's not our leadership. And it's interesting, as I was praying into this, Ravi Zacharias, who I've met, who has passed, who I am very sadly, I grieve over the things that came out after his passing. But what's interesting to me is that he began a pretty close relationship with Dennis Prager. And in that, there's this compromise. God's word does not allow for that compromise, but God's word allows for us to be set free through Jesus Christ. There is no such thing as a good person, period. Aside from a transformation through Jesus Christ, there's no good, period.
No, that's absolutely true, and we're seeing the world.
And God's standard is the only standard for good. That's it. And the United States has been, in its history, a bastion for that kind of good. That is how we were founded. That was the purpose given when we touched ground, the Mayflower Compact, to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, to print Bibles by our first Congress. And I know we're right at our final minutes, but folks, I cannot stress enough. Be very careful about these individuals who became rock stars in the world of conservatism, who are pressing morality that does not align with true morality. And the only true morality that we have is found right here in this holy book, right here. What God's word has to say. That's what our nation was founded on, and it's the only thing that's going to save this country. And if we throw this aside, we will all be sorry for it, because God's going to call us to account for what we do with what's in here. I'm out of time for 100% this
segment. True.
I love you, man. True. I love you, brother. Thank you so much for being with me in all this. Folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. David Wormser is with us. We'll get an update on Israel. And Armstrong Williams joins us at the bottom of the next hour. I'll be back. Hour number two of Chosen Generation Radio is coming up right after, I don't know, I guess I got to have a quick, brief break. All right, we'll be back right after this.